Jesse Agler, John Congemi, former Dolphin Sam Madison, and we're joined now on set live by the voice of the Dolphins in Espanol, Raul Stryker Jr., who will be calling Super Bowl 47 coming up on Sunday afternoon. Raul, nice to see you out of context.
Likewise.
Here in the Big Easy. What are you looking forward to most as far as matchups go in this game as you get ready for it?
I'm just curious to see how Colin Kaepernick reacts. You know, definitely the kid. I call him a kid, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Not a kid, big dude. But Kaepernick, you know, he did what he had to do two games ago, ran the ball, also used his arm and had some nice passes. But last game, you know, the running stuff wasn't there, so he didn't try to force the issue. He took what they gave him. And that ability to, you know, that takes maturity. You know, some of these young guys that, I mean, look at Cam Newton and all the struggles he had early on this year where it seems like he was trying to force the issue. He was trying to have that big play every single time, trying to have that moment where he can bust out with his Superman and show his chest. I don't think Kaepernick has done that yet, and it'd be interesting to see how he reacts on this big stage, because up until now, he said everything correctly. I'm not nervous, I'm not scared, but you guys, I mean, Sam, you got to know. You can say you're not scared all you want, but man, it's got to be something special, something different, a Super Bowl.
That's a great point, and I want to direct it back at Sam like Raul did. I mean, I imagine you had those nerves and those butterflies, and you were a veteran player. This is a guy, second year, first year as a starter, first half year as a starter.
Yeah, and you're going to have those butterflies, and we can sit here and talk to John. He played in a couple of big games up in Canada as well. They're going to be there. But that is what comes to the head man in charge, the Harbaugh brothers. This is how those guys are going to be known of bringing it down for San Francisco, keeping Colin Kaepernick under wraps and keeping his mindset together. And Raul, you talked about it that last football game. He did not run the ball as much, and that is what his coach saw. Listen, I don't need you to run the ball that much. I need you to get this ball over that linebacker's head and make an accurate throw, and that's what they did. And it's going to be the same thing for Joe Flacco on the other side. Big Brother is going to have to do the same for him. He hasn't been in this situation before either, so he's been riding a pretty good high over the last couple of weeks. But this football game, when they kick that ball off and all those lights start flashing, and Raul, you're talking about it in Spanish to thousands of people across
millions nationwide.
It's going to be unbelievable. How do you deal with that as a young football player? And the story is still haven't been written yet.
Yeah, Raul, I want to get your opinion on the other side of the football with the Baltimore Ravens. I just think that over the last two football games, you've seen a team be patient on both sides of the ball. You know, they didn't panic when they were behind. They found a way to come back against the Denver Broncos. They didn't panic against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, found a way to get themselves well ahead of Tom Brady and make him play catch-up. Do you think they can do that again one more time with that defense and one more time to ask Joe Flacco, you know, who's proven himself this year to maybe be one of those guys that is considered an elite quarterback? And if he wins this game, all those questions could be answered.
It's very valid point and very interesting that you mentioned that, John, because I believe in personally just years past, that offense that they had, it wasn't the type of offense that, you know, if they fell behind too far or too early, that they could just come back and make, you know, make the plays necessary, long drives or quick drives in that sense, if time's running out, and catch up with an explosive type offense. Now with Torrey Smith adding that vertical threat to this offense, they've always had the ability to move the ball slowly with Ray Rice. And Joe Flacco, I mean, you can argue they should have been in the Super Bowl last year. They were a drop ball
away
and
yeah,
a missed field goal away. So I think Flacco, when it comes to him, he's definitely he has to be playing with a chip on his shoulder because he knows he can do it. And he has to know that they were a play away, but he's not going to say that publicly. He can't. He's the leader of that offense. He's got teammates to be a good teammate with and just to maintain the harmony of the offense and of the team. So I definitely think that they can do it. I think they still have it in them. And I think the fact that Ray Lewis announcing his retirement early, that was brilliant. It was genius because he knew that just like, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but just like the Indianapolis Colts all year, they had that energy, that positivity with the whole issue with their head coach Chuck Pagano and him fighting leukemia. it's not the same. I'm not trying to compare the two, but definitely it adds a different factor where, you know, when your back is against the wall, you know what, you're like, hey, this is for Ray, and all of a sudden it's beyond you, it's above you, it transcends the individual.
Absolutely. Raul Stryker Jr. is with us, the voice of the Dolphins in Espanol. He'll be broadcasting Sunday's game on national Spanish radio. If you know how to listen in Miami, you figured out and you listen to Rafa and to Raul, it should be a lot of fun. I don't want to put you on the spot with a prediction necessarily. What has to happen for Baltimore to win, in your opinion? What has to happen for San Francisco to win?
I think it's going to be an evenly tight. I think these two teams are very well matched. They're the same in my, you know, I just think that they're very similar. They have great defenses. They have a quarterback that can move the ball with their arm, obviously. Joe Flacco is not the type that's going to bust a run 56 yards like a Colin Kaepernick, but when he needs to create that extra time to move the chains, he does so. So I just think it's going to be a hard slug, you know, a hard-fought slugfest. It's going to be one of those games, hopefully, that it's going to be interesting to the very end. We're going to be biting our nails, and hopefully the last team that has the ball wins the game.
AFC?
I think the 49ers are going to take this one.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. I don't know why. I just, you know, I'm leaning towards San Francisco, even though personally, and I should be impartial and not.
Yeah, you should. That's why I didn't put you on the spot and then say
I
ruined it for everybody.
I would not mind if Ray Lewis, you know, wins this game.
Yeah. There you go. Because, as always, it is all about the U.
Yes, sir.
Raul Stryker Jr., again, be broadcasting the game in Espanol coming up on Sunday, coast to coast. Raul, great to see you here in the Big Easy. Enjoy your week and have fun getting ready for the game.
Likewise, guys.